This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2323. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short and medium wave. On this edition, recorded November 27th, Alaska, Antigua, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Easter Island, France, Hungary, Indonesia, Ireland, Japan, Korea, North and South, Malaysia, Maldives, Mexico, Netherlands, New Caledonia, Philippines, Solomon Islands, Spain, Sudan, Switzerland, Tibet, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, from Masset, BC, Walt Salmony reports that Alaska's southeasternmost AM station, KTKN, had been off the air more than on for months with huge AM transmitter problems, but they were finally back on the air as of Friday, November 21st. It, however, was splattering between 905 and 955 kHz, but that made for great audio as he recorded it right in between on 930.
He's just a girl, she's on fire.
KTKN, K227DQ, K248AI, Ketchikan. Compelling conversation, news, and great music. 93.3, 97.5, and 930. KTKN.
From Medium Wave Echo of the Arctic Radio Club from Caribbean Radio Lighthouse Antigua on 1160. Nathan Owens of the station informed, early in the morning of November 22nd, a capacitor in the AM transmitter exploded, causing a fire. The station is now hoping that the manufacturer has spare parts for this 37-year-old transmitter. So they've been off the air because of that. We hope they come back. Ron Howard in California has been checking out the low-power private Australian shortwave stations via remotes in different parts of Australia on 23554TRP. Christopher O'Reilly's station at 1850 past 2010 UT, a nice selection of various types of music, easy listening, jazz, pop songs, and a brief spot for CQAM stereo. That was November 20th, and on the 21st on 4835, VL8K Domestic Shortwave Australia after 0505. Dave Stewart's low-powered station, playing classical orchestral music. And on 5045, November 21st, at 0442 to 0502, Bay Islands Radio from Russell Island, Queensland, with non-stop pop songs. And again later at 0825 to 0850. Antonio Avelino of the DX Club Without Frontiers in Brazil sent a list of Brazilian shortwave stations to El Dial in Spain, some of which we don't recognize, they may well be unofficial. You might check these frequencies just in case. Radio Turi, that's T-U-R-Y, irregular on 6265. Radio Scala FM, irregular on 6135. Saturno on 6150. Radio Casa 8000 on 4005, 5900, 8000 kHz, and 9970. Radio Antares in Belém, irregular on 7400. Radio Ameixinha, 7550 at 18-02, and Saturday and Sundays, 15-18. Radio Araucaria on 9290. And some stations which I believe are not unofficial, but I wasn't sure they were still on the air. Radio Cacique on 2470. And Radio Rural FM in Chefe, Amazonas, from 10:30 to 03 hours on 4925. Ralph W. Perry in Illinois reports Voz Missionaria nominal 11750, way up on 11755.63, November 20th at 2355. And I was hearing a station on exactly 11756, November 26th at 2316. Suspect that was also RVM. I'm still awake at 0750 UT. I've confirmed a new time for Token English from Radio Nacional Amazonia, Brazil, on 11780 and 6180. That's weekdays only, 0750 UT. as heard November 21st and 25th. Canadian radio news from John Perkins. On 1650 CINA in Mississauga, Ontario, the CRTC has approved its request to reduce power from 5 kilowatts a day, 680 watts at night, to only 400 watts full-time. The CINA lost its previous transmitter site on very short notice. Columbia, Ralph Perry in Illinois reports, on November 21st on 6010, La Voz de tu Conciencia, preaching in Spanish from 0955, an ID at 1017, and more preaching. We've not had any reports of Cuban spy numbers for many months, but now Gabriel Gomez in Uruguay reports hearing some on 11700, November 23rd, circa 23 UT. The NDXC Aoki frequency list does not include that one for spy numbers, but has a number of others where they might appear. And of course, when they were active, they would sometimes show up by mistake on Radio Havana Cuba frequencies or vice versa, sharing transmitters, obviously. Radio Havana Cuba supposedly has English at 20 UT on 15140. Sometimes 11880 is on the air, just before or after then as well, or 11760. However, more than once, including November 24th, the Creole broadcast just before 20 UT was chopped to dead air 2.5 minutes before English could start. This happens so often that it must be deliberate. Some hot ham DX. I wasn't looking for this, but just ran across it in random tuning. There's a DX expedition on Easter Island. Call sign 3, Golf, 0, Yankee, Romeo. I heard it November 26 at 2305 on 28495, making extremely quick contacts and lasting only until December 3rd. However, their QRZ.com page says, during the CQWWCW contest on November 29th and 30th, the team will use a different call sign, Charlie Echo 0 Yankee. On 21660, I was still hearing TDF with many Transat broadcasts of weather, apparently for only two remaining stragglers on the way to Guadeloupe. And they must not be French speakers because it's only been in English. 15 UT on 21660 and getting shorter and shorter from originally an hour long. Mike Cooper forwards a story from PAP, the Polish news agency, November 18th. EU broadcasters offer to fill funding gap left by U.S. pullback from independent media. As we reported last week, the Hungarian service of RFE had been cancelled. This says public broadcasters from Poland, Germany, and France have offered to step in after the U.S. withdrew support for independent media outlets such as RFERL, according to a letter presented to EU ministers. Poland's TVP World, Germany's Deutsche Welle, and France's Media Monde told the European Commission President and Foreign Policy Chief that they are ready to expand their services in regions where independent journalism is most vulnerable and where U.S.-funded broadcasters have been forced to scale back under Trump's administration. Upon Asilomar State Beach near Monterey, California, Ron Howard continues to monitor some of the few Indonesian shortwave stations remaining direct over the ocean. On 7289.93, RRI Nabiri Program 1, November 24th at 0830 past 0925. And on 7780, the relay of VOI via WRMI, November 24th at 0926 to 1000 in English. And on November 26th at 0835 to 0930, Program SATU on 7289.93, an anomaly with a special Islamic day. Some frequencies of interest in Ireland, according to the Arctic Radio Club, Medium Wave Echo. For some time, a variety of unlisted broadcasts have been noted on various frequencies across the UK and Ireland. Many simply rebroadcast old recordings from Laser 558, or really other stations like Caroline Flashback or Coast FM. If you are curious, the most active frequencies are 1206, 1233, 1494, 1530, and 1575 kHz. In the Arctic Radio Club, Jorma Mantelier in Finland reports that NHK Japan has been broadcasting a 5-minute message at the beginning and end of its broadcast since the end of November, in translation. NHK's audio plan. NHK Radio will be reborn into two groups, New AM and New FM from the current three groups, Radio 1, 2, and FM. The New AM will replace Radio 2 and broadcast news, shared programming, and other programs that are useful to listeners' lives. Mike Cooper forwards an AP story, November 25th. Decades-long efforts to send uncensored foreign news into North Korea face major setbacks. Some private broadcasters are still trying to continue, although the U.S. and South Korean governments have switched off their broadcasts for the North. And it says, South Korean officials say North Korea has also switched off its own border loudspeakers and stopped transmitting jamming signals, targeting South Korean radio broadcasts. But Ron Howard replies, I do not believe that is true. Since Voice of the People and Echo of Hope, VOH, went silent from broadcasting from South Korea, now North Korea has used those jammers against Shokase and Seabreeze instead. And the example of KBS on 6015. In the past, it was always slightly jammed, and often enjoyed hearing news at 9 at 12 UT in Korean. But on July 28th, I checked at 1040 UT, and for the very first time heard super jamming white noise from North Korea, rendering KBS totally unusable. They have not stopped jamming, at least as far as I have heard. Also, National Unity Radio of the Unification Media Group has a new frequency, 7235, replacing 7340. It transmits from Taiwan to North Korea, heard November 24th at 1245 until off at 1258. Schedule is 11 to 13 UT. You also heard their usual brief English segment, November 25th, Tuesday at 11:38, for 2 minutes, direct to his beachside listening. Distinctive theme music, followed by a segment in Korean with a quotation in English. Nothing is permanent in this wicked world, not even our troubles, attributed to Charlie Chaplin. And on November 27th, Ron Howard observed these services being jammed, Shokase or Seabreeze, 5985 from 13 to 14 UT, also blocking Myanmar on the same frequency after 14. And a 6015 at 1423, super jamming white noise against KBS. Back on November 18th, Wolfgang Büschel monitored a couple of broadcasts for North Korea via the Uzbekistan transmitter, 9334.916, Voice of Wilderness, at 14 to 1530, heard at 1451, and also way off frequency, 9384.917, Voice of Martyrs, November 18th at 1330 to 1400 scheduled, heard at 1344. And nearby, two heavy broadband bubble jammers of North Korean origin, 1339 on 9326 to 9340, and 9367 to 9381. Ron Howard reports that Malaysia's last shortwave frequency is still missing. 11665 was YFM. Continues a rather long silence, as checked November 26th at 1135. Must be a major problem. In 1980, Ron QSL Voice of Maldives on shortwave, but now he's heard it on medium wave thanks to a remote in the Reunion Island, November 19th at 1928, on 1449 kHz, IDs and frequencies in the Divehi language, to help confirm a positive ID and add for credit card in Maldives in English. Mike Cooper sends a New York Times story of November 24th. Russian disinformation comes to Mexico, seeking to rupture U.S. ties. The campaign is spearheaded by Kremlin-owned media outlets like Sputnik and RT, an effort to stoke anti-American sentiment, especially in Mexico. Bill Tufford comments that it's foolish for Uncle Sam to focus on broadcasts to Cuba while forgetting that Latin America is really big and has lots of countries. Mike Cooper forwards a story from Reuters, November 25th. Netherlands public broadcaster NOS quits X over disinformation. Few media companies have stopped using the platform altogether. A year ago, British newspaper The Guardian left X, citing disturbing content, including racism and conspiracy theories. U.S. National Public Radio stopped posting on what was then still called Twitter in April of 2023. New Caledonia, I heard a ham beacon from that exotic spot, November 21st at 2302 on 28207. Call sign, Foxtrot Kilo 5, Zulu Delta Charlie. It was launched on November 7th. via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2323, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Gilles de Tourneau in Quebec, who sent a contribution via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. And he says, thank you for all you do. And I say thank you for your official Estevdel channel on YouTube Saturday afternoons. Last week we reported that Radio Pilipinas would resume shortwave world service, but we don't yet have the times and frequencies effective December 1st. Michel Frémy on his Radio du Monde on Facebook comments, the concession granted by the Philippines to the U.S. stipulates that USAGM must broadcast the Radio Pilipinas global service. The U.S. is obligated to broadcast. USAGM has been working for several weeks to restore the service. They will also use the station for, if they cease using the station, its ownership will revert to the local government. Since the majority of the staff is Filipino, this should not pose any problems. Ron Howard reports in California, Solomon Islands, 5020 SIBC, November 26th at 11:02 with a calliope to start the news in English. Good strength, but with outstanding propagation, Cuban interference from 5025 was unusually strong, so unenjoyable listening. As for Radio Nacional de España ceasing all medium wave broadcasts before the end of the year, as mentioned last week, in the Arctic Radio Club we have a lengthy document via Hermann Pedersen and translated from the Museum of DXing and Radio Broadcasting in Cantabria, Spain, with some comments about that. They could be repurposed. It's not unreasonable to say that around 15 transmitters would cover existing needs. These transmitters, at full power, would easily cover the entire Sahara, much of Morocco, and a large part of Algeria and Mauritania. In addition to complementing the international broadcasts of Radio Exterior, they could play a direct role in communicating our language to the countries of origin, of much of the immigration that reaches our country. REE's own Arabic programming could be rebroadcast from this strategic point with a Spain brand. Two Maghreb countries, Tunisia and Algeria, offer daily programming in Spanish through their medium wave stations. These broadcasts can be easily heard in the countries of the Mediterranean basin. Spain does not broadcast any. Is it not worth giving serious thought before completely doing away with the obsolete but effective broadcasting of medium wave? As for shortwave broadcasts in English from Spain, as Alan Rowe reported last week, new staff was expected to start the following week as the two ladies have already left. However, Alan Rowe also notes that according to the schedule, there would be no English broadcast when expected on Wednesday, November 26th at 2300. Maybe next week. Meanwhile, reception in North America is getting worse and worse from Spain as we have to try frequencies beamed elsewhere. For many months now, their North American transmitter has been off. Sudan is enduring a terrible civil war, but Ralph W. Perry in Illinois reports hearing Radio Tamazu on 7315 via Vatican. Excellent signal. From 0359 UT on November 22nd, signing on announcements, clear IDs at 0400, fast xylophone music riffs, and a program of Afro-pop music. There was man and woman banter, music breakers, a commentary about Sudan, news briefs with stingers in between. He says, this is always an excellent station to SWL. Slick and entertaining. Just totally fun programming. Mike Cooper forwards news from AFP November 24th. The Swiss Broadcasting Corporation announced it would cut some 900 jobs over the next 3 years as it strives to reduce costs amid upheavals in the media landscape. It needs to save 270 megafrancs Swiss by 2029, equivalent to 17% of its 2024 budget. It would require eliminating 900 full-time equivalent positions out of 7,100. License fees have been lowered, and next March, Swiss will be called on to vote on an initiative to slash the license fee to just 200 francs. Back in 2018, There was an initiative calling for total elimination of all public funding for public broadcasting, but that was rejected by nearly 72% of voters. Tibet Non, Ralph Perry in Illinois, reports on 15215 Galewan Tibetan Radio. It's a FIBA service via the UAE. A fair signal. The program is on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday only at 12 to 12:30. Heard on 23 November, there was a Galewan theme song on flutes and drums. At one cycle of the interval signal of FEBC on chimes, What a Friend. He says this station or program is a good QSLer. Ralph also reports the Voice of Tibet on 9876.96 via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, November 27th at 1312. That's the first frequency they jumped to during the broadcast, and it really stands out. Alex Myanikov reports that WRN has decided to remain on 9820, the new frequency tested the week before, for relays of various Russian language programs from 17 until 20 UT via the UAE. Mike Cooper sends a press release from NAO.org, that's the National Audit Office in the UK, which says BBC World Service has achieved savings but sees a fall in audience. The full report does not even mention the word shortwave, but says while BBC World Service has achieved savings primarily through closing TV and radio platforms, it has experienced a fall in audience numbers, and has not yet achieved its aim to switch audiences to its digital content. Tony Paddock replies, of course it did, if you can't find it on radio to listen to. No relays on any station on AM or FM here in the lower mainland of British Columbia. No shortwave to North America, and further cutbacks overall. Of course the audience will fall. If you can't find it, you can't listen to it. I tune in daily if there was at least an hour on shortwave to North America. And here's more to worry about. Mike Cooper forwards this from Reuters. Trump's battle with the BBC could threaten its global reach. That was published November 25th. And BBC is also facing criticism in other countries such as India. And yet another story you may want to look up in the New York Times, November 25th or 26th. BBC excises historian's anti-Trump phrase from a lecture. Dutch historian accuses BBC of censoring Trump criticism. John Filiozzi comments, a perfect example of how bending the knee once compels one to keep bending it to the point where one can no longer stand upright. BBC's first mistake was not in airing an edited Trump speech. That happens all the time. No, the BBC's first mistake was issuing an apology and withdrawing the program from rotation. It seemed like the Voice of America had been reactivated when Gianni Serra in Italy heard a transmission in Hausa on 6170 via Ascension, November 21st, between 05 and 05:30. But it's not the VOA, it's something called Global Talk America. Suspiciously, it is based in Washington, D.C., and there's another broadcast at 2030 to 21 UT on 9765. Guess what? Both these times and frequencies were formerly used, among many others, by the Voice of America in Hausa. Tony Pavic says, if it is in fact a rogue setup by former VOA employees, that would be incredible. I had been wondering if it would ever come to that. According to the website, it seems this news service is very well connected already, being relayed by various FM stations in Nigeria and elsewhere, just like VOA was. Research by Roger in Germany says that one of the people involved in it, Ibrahim Alfa Ahmad, his resume includes web editor at VOA. Apparently the two broadcasts we know about take one day a week off. It's either Sunday or Monday. And by the way, on the web, VOA in Hausa still exists at www.voahausa.com. However, the GTA site's history, leadership, and formal affiliations are not detailed on the homepage. Bill Telford says that virtually guarantees that Uncle Sammy's dark money is funding it. A genuine, honest-to-God, independent journalist operation would be proudly trumpeting its parentage. Not a big shock, since RFE was originally a CIA thing. The GTA logo even uses a VOA-style font. If due to some problem, World of Radio is not heard on WTWW, UT Saturday at 0400 on 5085. Check again UT Sunday or even UT Monday at 0400, as happened last week when we aired instead. I was awake Sunday, November 23rd after 11:30, so was able to confirm that World of Radio is in fact airing on WRMI from the WRN feed on 7570 and 7780. Furthermore, Jean-Michel Aubier says, World of Radio is on shortwave from IRRS, heard Sunday at 10:30 on 9510, instead of something in French showing on their schedule. We couldn't help but notice that WLCR on the superstation of WBCQ was missing day after day from 9330. First noted it off November 21st. It finally was back on the air November 27th. Alan Rowe points out that according to WRMI on FB and their website, a new program began Sunday, November 23rd, UT Sundays at 0300 to 0530 for 2.5 hours on 5850. It's the Dead Air Radio Crypt, a punk horror psychobilly variety show you didn't know you needed. WMLK Pennsylvania seems a bit confused about its schedule. On November 24th at 2300, they were signing on 15150. But the next day at the same time, playing the same out-of-date sign-on announcement, they were back on 9275. Neither on 17525. We did not hear about it in time, but on November 20th, KMOX 1120 St. Louis celebrated its 100th anniversary. It was a KMOX day. Andrew Braid says, fortunately, they have a website dedicated to the occasion, KMOX100.com, including original audio from notable KMOX presenters. We've been hearing Radio Vanuatu on 7260 past 07 UT, but on November 26th, Ryan Howard found them on 5040 when he tuned in at 10:32, so they may be changing to that frequency an hour later than before, not yet confirmed at 0758. But the schedule could change again in December. Yari Perkiomeki, OH6BG, says, I am thrilled to introduce VOA CAP Online for SWL, a free-of-charge dedicated shortwave propagation prediction service designed for shortwave listeners. Yes, it has VOA in its name, but this is not from VOA Now. Read all about it. It's accessible at www.voacap.com/SWL/. For detailed guidance, refer to the manual at the website, written for hams, but the principles remain the same. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued November 24th. ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5, November 26th and 27th. And I think that did come to pass, again on December 3rd, tapering off in the next few days. After that, the highest peak is 18 and 5, predicted for December 13th. Quietest dates of 5 and 2, December 1st and 2nd, 8th to 11th, and 15th and 16th. Solar flux rising from 140 November 28th to a peak of 175 December 6th, and down to 120 by December 18th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2323, with a standard disclaimer.